The Fog Podcast wrap-up show is brought to you by Steer Beer, the new beef-flavored beer. Skippy Square Tire Company, you'll save a mound if your tires ain't round. And by Remembrum, the official memory supplement of the Fog Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Fog Podcast wrap-up show.
Woo! Yay! Yay!
Live audience here.
Yeah, live audience, live studio audience. Hey, we are back, like we promised, for a wrap-up show. I am Dave Pandisio, part of the Fog crew, as always, joined with my best buddies, Jeff Gibbs.
Over here, right here. Dave, it's good to see you again.
Norm Broder.
Good to be back in the seat, Fondo.
Yeah, welcome back to the Lennox Studios. And as we usually do, we take a trip down south to Florida and welcome in our buddy JT. Are you there, JT?
Yes, I am. Hello to everybody up north.
There he is. Well, we are here to celebrate the 6 episodes that we put together, and we just wanted to do a wrap-up show to kind of go over the whole deal. And we actually do have some congratulatory comments from some celebrities, some normal people, and we are going to take a listen to those right now.
Hi, this is Betty White. Although I didn't get to listen to the Fog podcast because I'm up in heaven, I just still want to congratulate everybody for a good job and a great year.
This is Caroline from Boston, just calling in to say how much I love the Fog podcast. It is my favorite podcast in the...
Hey, keep it down. I'm calling into my favorite podcast.
As I was saying, I mean, there is no better place to get content these days. It is so good. I think there must be some ducks in the background. I apologize, but just wanted to say how much of a fan I am. Thank you.
Ah, yes. This is the building inspector calling. I've been listening to the Fog podcast, and seems like these guys have been doing a great job, but I've been wondering if a permit was ever pulled for these so-called Lennox studios. I'll be in that neighborhood looking around trying to find it, so be on the lookout. I'll probably be knocking at your door.
This is Gilda Radner calling you from heaven, and I just want to say a great job this year. Not as funny as Saturday Night Live was when I was on it, but it just goes to show it's always something.
Hi, this is Natalie Heath, your announcer for the Fog podcast. I just wanted to say a big congratulations to the guys on wrapping up the podcast. It's been so fun to be the announcer and listening, and great job, guys. I hope everybody liked it.
Hey, Fog, you've been such a hit in your first season that we're here from Discovery Channel to offer you every podcaster's dream, a live tour.
Now, don't worry. The tour will be chock full of all the accommodations you elderly folks may need. Hearing aid retuning prior to each show, plenty of nap breaks, prune juice available on set, and most importantly, safety bars wall-mounted next to the toilets.
We're hoping to target our geriatric crowd and really think your anecdotes and humor will save our network ratings after finally determining that there was, in fact, no treasure on Oak Island. Can't wait to hear what you think.
We're looking forward to welcoming you four onto set to start your tour.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Beyonce. I hope y'all are doing great. Hey, remember that time I won a Grammy for the best country album? Yo, that was crazy. You know what else is crazy? These four old guys in this podcast. Yo, they had me rolling. And I just want to say congratulations to David and all his friends. Such a great, great podcast. You guys just killed it.
Hey, you guys, it's Court Reagan here. Just wanted to drop a line and say congratulations on all of your success with the Fog podcast. And just think, without your blues exorcism, I'd still be a mixed-up teenager possessed by the power of punk rock music. So thanks to you for everything, and don't forget to shake your tail feather. See you later, Fog podcasters.
Oh, my did you see My Dad and His Friends release another podcast episode?
Oh, no, that's still going? I thought they were done with this.
I know, they're trying so hard to be young. It's so cringe. Oh, my God. Oh, shoot. I think I'm calling him. Oh, no. Hi, Dad. It's me, your lovely daughter. Just wanted to say how much I love the podcast. The Fog Podcast is so good. It's such a funny name for old guys. You guys sound as young as ever, and I think you should make a couple more seasons.
Hey, Norm, I'm so excited for the last episode. I wish you guys wouldn't stop after this one. Looking forward to it. Say hi to the old guys for me.
Love you.
Why should we care? Why should we care? 'Cause listening to you, we get a headache from you. We heard your stories following you. Your weekly podcast was like a visit to the lavatory. So glad it's over. You better, you bet. 'Cause we know you picked up your guitars to play just like yesterday. Now we're getting down on our knees to pray that we don't get fooled again.
Well, how about that? I mean,
amazing.
Was that something?
Fantastic.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Beyonce.
Can't imagine.
And none of those were paid for those endorsements, right?
Oh no, they're fans.
Those are fans. Amazing.
So guys, can you believe we made it? I mean, this was, we talked about this for a long time and I didn't think we'd ever get it done, but we did it.
We did it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And I tell you, this wrap-up thing is emotionally important for us because I think we all miss doing it.
Yeah.
So this is our little end piece for the season.
Tie it up.
It was great.
We also are going to feature a little call-in from three of the wives of the Fog Podcast. What did we call them?
Well, they started out as the Togs.
Yeah. I think that's what you wanted to call them.
Three old gals. No, I think that was your idea, Jim. No.
But there was quite a bit of pushback on that. So I think they came up with the tags.
Yeah.
What's that stand for?
Really awesome gals.
Gals. That's
something
it.
Like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, 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 that. Yeah. So you know, we caved in.
Yeah. So you're going to hear that in a little bit. We're also going to take a trip to Zach's Axe and Fax Emporium. If you listened to the podcast, you know all about Zach's. That's where we're going to have our wrap party, and we're going to take you along for the ride.
That's going to be great.
But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about how this podcast all, how it all worked out for everybody.
How it worked out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Anybody want to go first? I'll go first.
I was going to say, I know we went internationally, and that's thanks to you, bro.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you. My boss is living in the UK, and it came out one day when we were talking, and next thing you know, we can see where the listeners are from, and Dave calls up and says, hey, we got listeners in the UK.
Yeah.
I think that's my boss.
Yeah.
So he called me up, and he was telling me how he was playing it for his family, and he said, that's a top five football story you guys did in that last episode.
Great story.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we had a Scandinavian listener.
Yes, right? We had multinational listeners according to the app that I'm able to see where people are listening from.
Yeah, and let's call out Lars, right, from Sweden.
Yeah.
Lars was checking in on that.
Lars, all right. Lars, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, bringing us to the continent.
Yeah, and then all across the U.S., we had a lot of listeners in Florida, JT. Did you know that?
Yes, by looking at the thing you posted.
Yeah.
The listener awesome. Now.
Yeah, all over Florida, up the East Coast, New Hampshire, Vermont. We had a listener in Alaska, a few in California. They were all over the map. Yeah. Gibby, how about any comments from people, family or friends that heard the podcast?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of great feedback. I mean, it's kind of funny because, you know, your kids, of course, have a different perspective on you as a person. Because, you know, you're the dad and you're the conservative and you got the rules and everything.
Yeah.
And then they get a hold of one of these podcasts and they find out.
There's another side to dad.
What a wacky guy and what a crazy group he's hanging around with.
How about you, JT?
I got some feedback, especially from my sons, and they mentioned the fact what they liked the most was how we interplayed off of each other with our memories.
Yeah.
Where someone might bring up a point that was not brought up previously.
Yeah.
And it just the chemistry of it all. And from a personal standpoint, I would have to agree that the four of us for 40 plus years, 50 plus years in some instances, the chemistry and the friendship and the camaraderie is just as strong now as it was when we first met each other.
Yeah. And, absolutely.
And forever grateful for the friendship and this podcast. That I was leery at first, not being in the present,
right,
physically, but it's worked out way better than I thought it would. And I can't thank you guys enough for all you've done and everybody else that chipped in.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of help. We couldn't have done the fog. It wouldn't have been the fog without you, JT. It would have been the talk.
The talk. You know, something to sort of play on that is, as my extended family listened to the episodes, cousins, nieces, people, you know, those were our main audience. They were recanting back to me like, oh, I like this story.
Yep.
And they were using your names like they knew you intimately.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Bondo, Gibby, yeah. Bondo's got a great voice. Oh, yeah. Gibby was great on that bit. And I'm like,
yeah.
You guys never met these guys.
Yeah, so funny.
So it's almost like inviting them in to your living room.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Yeah.
I got stopped a lot from people just, hey, I heard the podcast. I loved it. Just a lot of great feedback. And plus, we also have the Facebook page. And so we got a lot of like. We've had so many views, like hundreds and hundreds of all the views that we, the little clips that we put up. So we got a lot of positive feedback there.
Most of those were me, Dave.
Yeah, it was mostly all of us just...
I'm new to social media. I just kept going on.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's been great. I got to say this one thing. When we did the first episode... Yeah. And we didn't know what was going to happen, how this was all going to work out. I was so impressed, Gibby, with that wrestling story that you pulled out of nowhere. Oh, I mean, we didn't talk about this.
That's a great story.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this ahead of time. So we didn't know Gibby was going to throw that out there. If you heard episode one, that was the funniest story. And the way that you presented it was just so funny. And once you did that, I felt like, oh, okay, this is going to work.
You know, I got to say, I think we all kind of went into that first episode not really knowing how this was going to go.
Right.
But I'm telling you, as soon as we got talking,
yeah,
it was like just the four of us sitting around shooting shit.
Yeah.
And it just flowed, you know? It was just so natural.
Yeah.
And that's my big takeaway is the initial kind of trepidation just kind of melted away.
Right.
And it just became a bunch of four old guys.
And that's what I got. Most of the comments that I got from people was they loved listening to us laugh. They said that they love to hear the stories and to hear us laughing together about all the stories that they said. It was great.
I remember the first episode when we sat down, like you said, giving word. I think I said, okay, guys, we should probably script this out. And you both looked at me and said, no. and it was true. Every single episode, we just sort of won.
Yeah.
Well, I think we said, you know, let's just, the first one's probably going to come out like crap, but let's just roll tape. We'll run it and then we'll fix all the problems and do it over again. Well, I'll be damned.
We
did it on the first day.
Yes.
That was gold, baby. Let's keep going.
Yeah. And I think we did three episodes the first day. We started the recording and just did it. And we never stopped. We didn't pause.
I mean, proverbial mic drop at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It was great. And also, we don't get to get together that often. I mean, we get together, but I mean...
Oh, this has been...
And over the course of this November to January, it's great coming into the Lennox Studios together.
Yeah. It has been. Yeah, it was just a blast just doing it.
Yeah.
We had T-shirts made up, which three out of the four Fog guys are wearing their T-shirts today.
Okay, sorry.
One of them's not. But the one that isn't wearing the T-shirt gave us mugs. We have...
Official merch.
We have official Fog podcast mugs. And JT, you just got yours today, didn't you?
Yes.
Perfect timing.
And I'm telling you, these things look fantastic.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
High quality.
Every Every podcaster, every lover of the Fog podcast should have one of these in their, or two in their kitchen.
Yes. I'm sensing a revenue stream here.
Absolutely. I mean, I have mine right here. Oh, what?
Oh, Dave.
Oh, jeez.
It's your first sale.
There it is. Oh.
Yeah. Can you get me another one?
Well, the question is, Dave, can you open a merch shop on Facebook?
Sure, why not? All right, boys. Well, anybody else have any other cons before we head out to the wrap party?
I am so excited to get there.
I'm thirsty. I could go for a nice Steer beer if they've got it on.
One of our sponsors, Steer Beer. So we are going to take a break, and then we're going to make our way over to Zach's Axe Emporium, and then it's going to be wrap party time.
Wrap it up, baby.
Yeah.
It's going to be fabulous.
So we will be right back.
Hey, grilling season's just around the corner. And when you're getting together with friends, cooking up your favorite steaks or burgers, what better companion to wash it all down with than an ice-cold Steer beer? That's right, the new Steer beer is here, made with whole milk, hops, and grass-fed beef. Your friends will cheer for Steer beer. Crack them open at your next barbecue and watch the reaction as they take their first taste of an ice-cold Steer beer. The choice is clear. Steer beer. You'll find it in the meat department of your local grocery store.
Ready for new tires but don't want to fork over hundreds of dollars? If you're willing to give up a little bit of comfort in order to save a bundle, Skippy's Square Tire Company may be for you. Did you know that rubber comes from the latex sap of the para rubber tree and is in the shape of a square when picked? It costs more to form the rubber into a circular tire. So at Skippy's, we save you money by keeping the tires square. Here's founder Skippy Tumaloo.
Howdy, folks. Skippy here. I'm driving around in my brand new BMW to prove to you that square tires can not only save you money, but they'll get you where you want to go. If you don't mind a bit of a bump in your ride, come on down to one of our several shops and save a bundle on your next set of tires.
Right now, if you buy a set of four tires from Skippy's, you'll receive a 10% discount at your next chiropractor's visit. Skippy Square Tire Company. You'll save a mound if your tire ain't round.
And now back to our Fog Podcast wrap-up show. Yay!
Okay, we are back, just about getting ready to head out for the wrap party at Zach's. But before we do that, we did talk to the wives of the Fog podcast. We recorded a little interview with them, and we want to share that with you right now. All right, so we would like to welcome now to the Fog podcast wrap-up show, formerly known as the Togs. We were going to call them the Three Old Gals, but they kind of rebuked that, and they overruled it. So we're going to be calling them the Tags.
I think so. We better check in with them.
Yeah, sure, three awesome gals.
Yeah. Awesome gals, is that the one?
I think so. All right, so we are joined by Patricia Pandisio, my wife, Nancy Gibbs, Gibby's wife, and Nancy Broder, Norm Broder's wife. Ladies, hopefully it was a task to get you all on. Are you all there?
We're here.
Okay. Well, welcome to the wrap-up show. And basically, we just wanted to get your take on what you thought of your husband's putting this podcast together, what you thought of the podcast, any comments that you might have. Pat, we'll let you go first.
Oh, hmm.
We'll throw it to you.
No, seriously, I know, like, I should probably be, like, goofing on the four of you guys, but because it was done in Lennox Studio, I had the best time staying away from you when you were all doing it, but listening to the laughter was amazing. It was just an incredible actual experience for me to just hear you guys down there cracking up to, and half the time I had no idea what the heck you were, and then to listen to it after the fact,
right?
You guys did a great job.
Plus, so, you've known these boys.
Oh yeah, I mean, for, I don't know, I was probably 14 or 15. So yes, I've known them for a couple of years now.
We should also say that Patty filled the role of caterer, feeding Lennox.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Norm, remember when you dropped everything on the stairs?
I did. You had to bring that up, didn't you?
A whole platter. We were bringing it upstairs, and Norm dropped it on the stairs.
I picked it up so quick, it was a 3-second rule.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think we finished.
Oh, it was wrapped chips, right? So we had to save those.
Yes.
Nancy Gibbs, what about your take? I should mention also that all three of you participated in the podcast. And Nancy, I remember you in particular were chewing or biting on something during your bit because it really made a loud crunching sound, which I remember.
I'm sure I didn't realize I was on a speakerphone. Yeah, I thought it was totally awesome. It was like going down memory lane with you guys, hearing stories that I've heard before, and I can't believe that I've known you guys for almost 30 years.
I know.
Yeah.
So you are very fortunate to still have your friendship. And I'm sure there's a lot more stories to be told. Everyone that I've talked to that's listened to the podcast loves it.
Oh, that's great.
I think she's promoting a season 2. Am I getting that vibe here?
I am.
All right. So that takes us to Nancy Broder. How about your take, Nance?
My gosh. Well, first of all, I couldn't agree more with Patty and Nancy. Just the friendship that you guys have had over these past 40 plus years has been incredible. My own thoughts are, thank you, Dave, for getting my husband on social media. Prior to this,
that's
had
true.
No interest in Facebook, Instagram, or any of the,
that's right,
the platform. So, well done, Dave. Thank you. And I owe you money.
I will say too, Nance, the bits that you did with the weather maps and all that.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I thought it was so funny. But one of the funniest things that I thought, I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but you could hear that you were in the other room. So you could kind of hear your voice in the background. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, we don't have the Linux studio equipment at the Broder House. But also, I just want to mention, I thought for a moment there, Nance was going to thank you, Dave, for getting me out of the house.
That's what I thought she was going to say, yeah.
I haven't finished. So, yeah. thank you, Dave.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And then the other thing I just wanted to mention is Norm is a bit of an urban legend around town. At his work office, and definitely in my family. One of his nieces is his agent, and she promotes his podcast.
Oh, and that's great.
One drops. This Rachel promotes it to all the other cousins, so that's great. I love the reactions of our own family, our children, and when they listen to it and the thoughts that they have about it and the stories that their dad actually did some of this stuff.
Yeah, it's funny, though, like Nance was saying, my niece and nephews, they have a cousin group chat, and my kids put the podcast announcement on the group chat.
Ooh. So
it went all the way around.
We need all the help we can get.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome.
All right, ladies. Well, we want to thank you all for participating in the podcast. You made it better. And thank you for joining us on the wrap-up show.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Okay.
Thank you. Can't wait for season 2.
Yeah, us too.
Three.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
See you guys. You're the best.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right, guys. Ready?
Let's go.
Wrap party.
Let's
head to Zach's.
Quick ride over to Zach's.
All right. It's locked.
It's locked.
It's locked.
Unlock my door.
I got it.
There
okay.
Go.
There you
all
go.
Right. All right. All right. Here we go. Let's go ahead, Gibby.
Let's go.
Hey, bro.
Yo.
Did you get a sweet new set of Skippy Square tires?
How did you know?
I could see them, man.
You know, after we took that ride over to Zach's the first time, I said, man, I got to get me some of them.
You recovered from your...
Well, I had a little bit of a headache that day, but man, the money I saved was incredible.
Yeah,
I know, right? I'm thinking of getting a set myself.
Well, you just got to make sure you buckle up, though, you know, because that's important.
We're going to fire up this bad boy here.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Do you know how to get to Zach's?
yeah, hold on, I'm going to back up. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. All right.
Yep.
There we go.
Hold on. Down, ow. Oh, ow. Wait. Oh, shit. Ow. Ow. So there, easy. Yeah. We, easy, brother. Easy.
Wow, man.
I'm only going 5 miles. No, it's an hour. Ow. Oh, man. Oh, my head.
That's what we call a skip. Hold on, skippy.
Yeah, like, should we walk the rest of the way?
Let me pull over here.
Yeah, pull over for granted. You okay, Gibby? Oh, I see. You got a nosebleed.
Hey, hold on. I got a bottle of Tylenol. I picked it up the day I got the tires. Here you go.
Oh, all right. We'll walk the rest of the way.
All right, guys. Well, hey, here we are. When do we head inside?
Oh, this is awesome. I can't wait to get in.
Look at the sign. It's ladies' night. It's going to be packed.
Now, Gibby, you've never been here before, have you?
No, I'm really looking forward to it.
Boy, you're in for it.
Get ready to run, bro. Okay.
Yeah, I hope you're ready to move. All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Oh, oh.
You first, Gibby.
Duck! We got to get in the back.
Lead the way.
Follow me.
Run, Gibby, run.
No. Duck.
All right, right in the back, right here.
Here we go.
Shut the door. Yeah,
shut it.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody okay?
Oh, thanks for the warning, fella.
This place is nuts.
Everybody got their digits?
Hey, guys, it's...
grab a table. It's
a little quieter.
Oh, this place is nice.
Yeah.
You got a nice crowd here tonight, huh?
It's ladies' night, man.
I love it. So let me bring JT in back in.
Okay.
JT, you there?
Yes, I am.
Wish you were here, buddy, man.
Yeah.
The rap party is great. I don't know if you can tell, JT, but we got a full house here tonight.
It's busy. Hopefully you're going to join us in a brew, right?
Sure.
All right.
I'll partake.
Awesome. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey! Look!
It's Zach!
It's Zach, the proprietor of Zach's and Fest. Zach, come on over!
Hey, fellas!
How you doing?
Well, I'm ridiculous. Man,
haven't seen you for a while. Zach, you're missing all of your digits on your hand there.
Oh, that's nothing. You know, we've been very successful. That's a lot of business.
Still got that limp and no fingers.
That's true, but... I'm telling you, it is an honor to have celebrities in the house here tonight.
Celebrities, Bondo.
Nice.
Oh, Gibby, celebrities.
Ever since your podcast, the place has been just outstanding. Oh. It's been crazy.
Oh, it's been working then, huh?
Hey, Zach, just want to let you know, never been here before. This place is fantastic. Well, thank you. Thank you, Gibby.
That's right. Your first time, Gibby.
That's right. Gibby's never been here before.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you something. In honor of your celebrity and your wrap-up show, I'm going to get you guys a couple of free beers on the house.
Really?
Wow.
And we're running a special tonight on Steer Beer.
Steer Beer? That's our sponsor.
That's our favorite.
Awesome.
I think.
Well, we never tried one yet, but they are our sponsor, so.
Yeah. Well, let me get you a free round, and I'll bring them over. Just be aware, even though you're in the back room here, just be aware there's some rogue axes, spears, knives. You never know.
Oh, watch out for the rogue axes.
Oh, okay. Keep
okay.
Eyes peeled.
All right.
Hey, I tell you, Bondo, when he said this place is about freedom, this is it.
This is freedom.
To get free beer.
JT, you got a beer ready over there? He's getting us a couple.
Yep, I got just cracked a beer open there, filler.
Beautiful. This is going to be great.
Hey, you know what? For our listeners, we should probably just give them a visual where we are out here in the back room.
Oh, yeah, we're in the back room at Zach's.
In the back room? And what do they do in the back room?
They fax.
Hey, so let's describe it. We got a room, pretty big room, and there's one fax machine. There you go.
After all, it is Zach's Axe and Fax Emporium.
And nobody's using it.
No.
But there is an axe grinder over there. So.
But tax season is coming.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
You never know.
Come April, this room must be popping.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Where the heck are those beers? Oh, hey.
There they are.
Here comes Limpin' Zach.
Limpin' Zach.
Oh,
those look great.
Awesome.
Zach.
Those are the finest looking draft beers. Oh. Here you go.
Oh, thank you, Zach.
There you go.
Thank you. One for Gibby. There you go.
Well, as I said, boys, belly up to the bar, enjoy a steer beer, and glad to have you here.
Ice cold. Thank you.
Here's
all right, boys. Hey, for the wrap party and congratulations on six, yeah, and six episodes. You ready, JT?
Okay, cheers.
Let's have them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a unique taste.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that stuff is horrible.
Yeah, that's one way to say it.
It was ice cold, though.
Ice cold steer
beer. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Zach, I heard that they're coming out with lamb lager. Is that correct? maybe next time we're here.
Oh, my gosh. Great stuff.
All right. Well, thanks again for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a second run. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I got
Oh,
it's not any good the second time.
Good as the first.
You tasting that beef in there?
Oh, man, that is terrible stuff. Oh,
it's an acquired taste,
it's
right?
It's acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste.
Bro, you got something on your tooth. I think there might be some steer.
It's from the hide. Okay, thanks, Gibby.
I don't know about having another one. That's a different taste.
It is on special.
It is on special. Yeah.
And they were free.
Oh, man.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I see Skippy across the room here. Let's see if we can get him in. Hey, Skippy.
Skip. Oh, come on over. Skippy. He's
still shaking, Skippy.
Howdy, boys. Howdy.
Boys. Oh, my goodness.
Boys, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Skippy. Doing
hey, so- didn't I just get you a new set of tires?
You sure did.
Pardon me, I'm a bit shaky. Oh, my back is killing me. Oh, been to the chiropractor. Oh.
Hey, did you go to Bob the Backbreaker?
Yeah. He's worked me over a few times, boy. How you like them tires?
They're as smooth as I like those tires. They're really good, yeah.
Well, you know, square tires, I mean, you can't get a better ride than that for the price.
You know, it's a great, what did you call it in your slogan? More round, less pound, something.
If you'll save a mound if your tire ain't round.
That's it, Skippy.
That's the tagline.
You had me at round. I love it.
Well, boys, my back is killing me. I gotta head back to the chiropractor. But hey, I wanted to say congratulations on your podcast and a nice rap party you're having here. I'm gonna go out in the back and have one of them steer beers.
You won't regret it.
Enjoy
them. All right, boys. Take care. Ow, my back.
Take it slow.
Ow. Ah.
Take it slow.
Ah. Oh, man, this hurts.
Boy, that's wow. Skippy. He's quite a guy.
Yeah, he's not in the best of shape, is he?
He must have taken a few miles in those square tires. Fonda, what did you think?
Oh, man, that guy's in rough shape.
Crazy.
I don't know, man. I kind of like those tires. I mean, they're cheap.
They're
darn cheap.
Once you get over the headache, everything's pretty good.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
man. Our steer beer. Oh, another one. Hey, three more steer beers, Zach.
The small size, please.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably really shouldn't have ordered another set.
Yeah, another set.
Boys.
Listen, this has been an eventful rap party so far here at Zach's.
Sure has.
It's
we picked a good spot for it.
Yeah, we did, you know?
Yeah, this is good. You know, one thing I think we should do is we haven't had time since we finished the podcast to talk about what each one of us thought about the year and our best memories of this podcast together.
Yeah.
What do you think? We share some of that with our viewers?
Let's rap a little bit. Yeah.
Our listeners, I should say.
For sure.
Okay.
All right. Start. Hey, good talk, boys. Good talk.
Well, a couple things we've talked a little bit about, but the fact that it was spontaneous.
It was
incredible. I mean, I think we all came into it not knowing what we were going to do.
Exactly.
The spontaneity, and I know I couldn't wait to get the next episode, you know, coming back and doing it. And
we had so much fun.
It's funny because the thing is, we tell stories, and there were little pieces of a story that each one of us knew the others forgot. And, you know, as four old guys, we forget a lot. And to me, that was the precious part of the whole thing, was hearing the stories again. And
perspective.
Yeah, and following up on that, and there were some things that, you know, I thought I knew you guys, and I thought I knew everything. And then you'd start telling a story. I don't remember.
Exactly.
Or an aspect of a story I kind of thought I knew.
Yeah.
But there was a whole.
That's what I thought. The best part was going over the Patriots game again, because we hadn't talked about it, really talked about it as deeply as we did in the podcast. And there were parts that was like, you know, I had forgotten. And did you find the same thing, JT?
Oh, without a doubt. Bouncing the recollections off of each other would jog your memory a little bit. And like you said, there were some things that we really didn't know about some of that Patriot story. Jeff and his taxi cab.
Yes. Driving that guy home.
Yeah.
Lawrence guy or whatever he was.
Yeah.
And the band.
Stuff like that. But bouncing the ideas off of each other. And
That's great.
And JT, I was so impressed at the detail with which you remember that whole catch sequence. It's kind of like that whole 5 seconds was embedded in your memory. Yeah. Every detail, the surface, the
clothing he had on.
The swale. I didn't know what that word was.
I know. I had to look that one up. Well, you know, guys, we did 6 episodes and not everything worked perfectly. We do have some bloopers. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we got a few bloopers that we are going to share with you. So we will be right back from Zach's.
Right.
Do you wake up in a fog? Are you having trouble remembering why you walked into a room or what you grabbed the scissors for? Do you forget the name of your mailman, Bob? No, I mean, Sherry. If you've been experiencing a lapse in memory, you may benefit from Remembrum. Remembrum is a new supplement designed to help boost your memory. As we age, our memory brain cells shrivel up and break off the brain, much like the leaves in the fall breaking away from the trees. Remembrum helps prevent brain cell shrivel. Ask your local pharmacist about Remembrum. Call him by name, if you can remember it. Subjects who take Remembrum may forget to take the supplement on a daily basis. They may also wander around the house in a fog. Other side effects include skin lesions, blackened toenails, and green mucus dripping from the nose. Try Remembrum today, if you can remember it. Remembrum is the official memory supplement of the Fog Podcast.
Remembrum.
Do you wish your mornings began like this? But they don't because of this? If this sounds like you or your partner, get down to the Snore Store. At the Snore Store, our experts will evaluate your condition. It may be a symptom of obstructive sleep apnea, or you might just be a real pain in the ass. Once evaluated, our SSEs, or Snore Store experts, will fit you with a comfortable, soft, full facial anti-snoring apparatus. So your snoring will go from this to this.
I can't breathe.
And you'll go from this to this. Visit the Snore Store downtown, right next to Zach's Axe and Facts Emporium. You'll be glad you did.
And now back to the Fog Podcast Wrap-Up Show.
All right, guys, we are back.
Here we are.
Nice.
So like I said, everything doesn't always go as planned. So we do have some bloopers. I have to say, there was one point, bro, where you had a little, I think you passed a little gas at one point.
We call it a noise malfunction.
A noise malfunction? Yeah, it was very faint, and I had to go back through all of the episodes to try and find it. And you have to listen very carefully, because it's very hard to hear. So if everybody can quiet down.
Oh
thanks. That was nice. All right, so just listen really carefully.
I remember when I was preparing the drum kit, the real drum kit.
Yeah.
I had to put towels in it to make sure that I actually didn't hit a note.
You know? So but you did at the very beginning when you came out.
Oh, you know.
Because I remember you could hear it.
I don't know. Did you?
I just caught the. Just caught that.
Did you hear that? I mean.
Pretty faint.
It was really hard to hear, but.
Although I've never been told I'm subtle in that regard.
So I got a couple more bloopers. So just listen to these.
Okay. The Fog Podcast wrap-up show is brought to you by Steer Beer, the new beer-flavored beer. Skippy?
The new beer-flavored beer.
Try it again.
That would be great.
Yeah. Hi, this is Betty White. I just want to congratulate the Fog Podcast.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is going to be bloopers, right?
Absolutely bloopers.
So it's Fog Podcast, right?
Surely you've heard of the Roman Emperor Gibraltar. Why, he's famous for his...
Wow.
Remembrum helps prevent brain cell shrivelage.
Why do you keep
can't
doing that?
I do that word? Shrivel? Brain cell shrivel.
And what made you decide to make the leap from dental hygienistry, if that's even a word, to becoming a...
What was that?
My microphone just fell down.
What?
My microphone just fell down.
I thought that was part of the interview.
No. It just crashed to the ground.
Oh my gosh, this will be a blooper.
Oh, this is a blooper for sure. Well, that's a couple of the bloopers there, boys. But I had another one. We played a little clip of you two, you and Norm, laughing. Well, I have another one longer. That they tried to put this skit together and they couldn't get through it because they kept laughing. So I'm just going to play this, but I'm going to keep our mics open in case you want to, you know. He's supposed to be going to a drugstore.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Here it comes.
Hello, young cuffer. How can I help you today?
Hello, sir. I was wondering if you could maybe help me. I mean, not me, but a friend of mine.
A friend, huh?
Well, yeah. He has this problem with, you know, hitting the brakes. I mean, skid marks.
Skid marks?
Yeah, you know, Hershey Kisses, Devil Dogs.
Oh, I see. Are you talking about soiled underwear? Is that right?
Yes, it is. Well, who was laughing? I wasn't looking. Who was laughing? Was that you?
They could not. They could not get through that. You guys could not get through that.
I'm pretty sure I'll never be able to get through that.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
You had skid mark. I'll tell you.
Well, guys, let's crowd. You can start. You know, start up again. There they are.
There they are.
Very well behaved.
Yeah. Great crowd. Hey, guys. I mean, that's a wrap on the wrap.
Yeah. Rapper. I think it might be.
I just want to thank you guys, man. This has been the best. I mean, we've had so much fun putting this thing together, and I've had a blast because you guys know I worked in radio years ago, and this has been so much fun for me because I got to kind of do the stuff that I used to do when I worked in radio, and this has been a blast. JT, thank you so much for joining us down there in Florida. I know it wasn't easy for you to be that far away, but just getting together with you guys has just, I mean, I love you guys. You're my brothers. I only have sisters. So you guys are my brothers. And I want to thank you for coming to the Lennox Studios. And I just had a ball.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, whenever I get together with you guys, and especially during the broadcast, I laugh so much. I leave here, my gut hurts.
I know.
Just from all the silly, funny things we remember and we talk about.
Yeah.
And I thank you guys for, being there to share that, because it never fails to bring a smile on my face.
Yeah.
And all those great memories, it's been fun. Reliving them with you guys.
Yeah. Same thing here. We're really blessed to have the friendship that we have over this many years. I mean, it's truly amazing. Bondo, you did such a good job at being the voice of the show.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
It really made it Gibby, I've learned that in every skit, you have the most spontaneous humor of anybody. Some of the things are just incredible.
Oh yeah, Gibby, you came up with that whole freedom thing with the throwing of the axes in episode 5, I think it was. I'm telling you, we didn't even he just made that up. He just made it up. It was so funny.
It's an absolutely incredible thing, and brings laughter every time we get together.
Yeah.
JT, you certainly proved that friendship isn't based on distance, because you've been part of the gang, being way down in Florida and joining us here. And again, we go all the way back to kindergarten. So that's something special. That's a long run, buddy. And just echoing your thoughts, Bondo, you guys are like brothers. That was why we did this.
Yeah. Right?
That was why we did this.
Yeah.
And it rekindled. Like tonight, I want to go out and do something that we can do for season 2. I'll never be able to experience this with anybody else.
Yeah,
like, this is really a unique thing with you guys, and I love it. So
you
guys are the best.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. JT, any closing thoughts?
I echo all your thoughts, and the laughter is the best part of everything of our memories. Like Jeff said, no matter what, we always find a way to laugh about something. When we think we've laughed the last laugh, we laugh again, and it's totally sincere, as is our friendship, and it's been quite the journey, and looking forward to the continued journey with the four of us.
Four old guys.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It'll be frogs at some point. Four really old guys.
Yes, the frog podcast. Exactly. All right, guys, I guess that's a wrap from Zach's Facts and Axe and Facts and Racks Emporium. Hopefully we will survive getting out of here.
That's right.
Until we meet again.
Exactly.
Until we meet again.
Thank you all for listening and supporting us, and we hope you enjoyed the Fog Podcast. We had a ball putting it together. So myself, Dave Pandisio, Jeff Gibbs, Norm Broder, James Taroli down in Florida, thank you all for listening to The Fog Podcast.
The Fog Podcast Wrap-Up Show is a Gibbrol Pandoli production, recorded at Lennox Studios in beautiful downtown Athol, Massachusetts. The Fog Podcast Wrap-Up Show was produced by Norm Broder, Jeff Gibbs, Dave Pandisio, and James Taroli. All comedy bits and commercials were written and produced by the Fog Podcast crew. The Fog Podcast theme, Night Thunder, is performed by Abby Noyes. All sound effects and royalty-free music are courtesy of Upbeat. We'd like to give a special thanks to the following contributors: Pat Pandisio, Nancy Gibbs, Nancy Broder, Cindy Winters, Caroline Broder, Peter Mallett, Kathy Robbins, Ani Harlan, Sean Broder, Stephanie Hardy, Brian Broder, Lauren Broder, Pedro Zampilli, and Betty Lou Mallett. Thanks for listening. I'm your announcer, Natalie Heath.
Yay!